music means it's time we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where Norm Houston was sitting in his living room when he heard a noise and what sounded like his garage door. So he went out the back door and found a guy named Jonathan Wise standing there, frozen. Not frozen because it was cold, frozen because he was trying to get away quietly and was surprised that Norm heard him. So Jonathan apologized for breaking into Norm's garage, and then he hauled off and hit Norm in the face. Unfortunately for John, things didn't go well after that because Norm is a personal trainer who specializes in boxing and kickboxing.
Oh, nice.
So he not only knows how to take a punch, he knows how to land a few as well. And when it was all over, John was being held down on the ground with two black eyes and in need of some medical attention until the cops showed up. They took him to the hospital and then on to jail for burglary charges. Now we go to Stockton, California, where Christina, and Isabel had dinner at a restaurant at the Cameo Club Casino. When they got the bill, Christine asked one of her friends, "Why does this receipt say fat girls at the top?" Her friends didn't believe her, so she showed them the receipt. Sure enough, at the top it said the server's name was Jeff, and under that was a note that said fat girls. The women asked the waiter for an explanation. He said, "I have nothing to do with it. That's Jeff you want to talk to." And they said, "All right, well, where's Jeff?" "Oh, he's already gone for the day." They didn't believe any of this, so they demanded to see the manager. The manager comes over. They show it to him. He thinks it's funny. He says, okay, it's just a joke. I'll give you 50% off your meal." And they said, no, that will not be enough. Instead, they went public with the story, put it on Facebook. In the end, they ended up with apologies from the casino owner, Maggie, who said this is intolerable, and from the bar manager, Jimmy, who said, "I was disgusted, and we're going to suspend Jeff while I investigate this, and we'll do everything in our power to make sure this never happens again." By the way, the first waiter told the women, "Well, it was just so we can remember who ordered what." And that was our way of knowing who got this food, labeling it fat girls. And then we go to Silver Spring Shores, Florida, where three men were convicted of breaking into a house and stealing some jewelry and a laptop and a DVD player and a pretty big flat-screen TV. And they also took two urns off the mantelpiece over the fireplace. When they got them back to wherever they got back to, they looked inside the urns and thought that, crushed pills. They thought they had scored some good drugs, so they tasted and snorted some of the contents of the urns, and they didn't taste like drugs, but they didn't know what they were, so they left them until the next day when they saw a story in the newspaper about their burglary with a quote from the homeowner whose home they had broken into, a woman who was crying because the urns that were taken contained the remains of her father and her two dogs. The three guys had snorted the ashes of her husband and former pets.
Oh, nice.
The guys were later connected to a string of burglaries, caught, convicted, sentenced to 8 years in jail. Personally, I would have made them snort the rest of the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS.